Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, you'd like to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to talk about another piece of legislation, or piece, I should say. I'm not sure if it's a piece of legislation, maybe a series of bills. I'm not positive about this. But it's all about regulating the financial industry and the people who, and includes affecting the people who make our monetary policy and who manage the banks, which is the Fed. Christopher Dodd, outgoing Senator Dodd from Connecticut, is pushing something that I'm very much concerned about. Yesterday, in the second hour, We got a tour of this from Bob McTeer, who's a former, who nobody I know knows more about this than he. He was former Federal Reserve Bank president of Dallas, the president of the Dallas Fed Bank. And so he gave us a tour of that. And so I'd encourage you to go back and listen to what he said about that bill. But here's the main thing. I'm not going to talk too much specifically about the bill because I'm not an expert on the bill, but I've kind of become an expert on how the government handles things. And I'll give you an example. In 02, prior to 9-1-1, if you remember, we had the corporate malfeasance back to back to back. We had Enron, we had Tyco, we had Adelphia, we had WorldCom, et cetera, et cetera. And this was a major corporate meltdown, major corporate malfeasance. People went to jail. People are still in jail right now from what they did in those days. But there were only a handful of companies who did this. Thousands, tens of, more than 10,000 publicly traded companies behaved themselves. But this double handful of companies that did all this bad stuff, they were all in the news, and politicians said, we've got to do something about this. And so even though every one of the things that those people did wrong violated existing laws for which they were tried and convicted and put in prison because of what they did under existing laws, even though we had all that, and every one of those laws could have been, all those things could have been prevented if existing laws and regulations had been enforced, our Congress decided they needed to do something else. And they created a bill called Sarbanes-Oxley. You've heard of this. If you've been listening to my show over the years, you've heard about it. Sarbanes-Oxley put extra layers of auditing and oversight requirement on corporations, on all these thousands of other corporations that didn't do anything wrong. And ultimately, it filtered down to small businesses. They passed this bill in the summer of 2002. And at that time, I predicted that anything the government did that quick, they did it in less than 90 days, anything the government did that quick could not come to good. And I was right. I talked about it on my show. I wrote about it in my writing, in my publications, and I was right. Sarbanes-Oxley has turned out to be a major disaster for on many levels, and it was totally unnecessary. Now, let me point one thing out quickly. The thing that the people did at Enron, for example, was to take obligations, debt requirements, and take them off balance sheet so that the evaluators of their credit and everything couldn't see them. Well, that's exactly what Lehman Brothers did. So Sarbanes-Oxley did not prevent another Enron, which is basically, In a very similar way, was what happened to Lehman Brothers, which Lehman Brothers was the deal that was the collapse that almost took down our economy. So Sarbanes-Oxley didn't help that. So in my opinion, as I said, Sarbanes-Oxley was unnecessary. Now, but the bottom line of all this is what happens when our government decides to tinker with areas that they don't know anything about. and to overreact and overreach. And that's what I'm concerned that Christopher Dodd and his bill and the people who are supporting it are going to do with regulating banks, with regulating the financial industry. Do some things need to be changed? Yes. But what you have to remember is our government, our Congress, our political class, Republicans and Democrats, they will overreach. And what's going to happen is if the bill that Dodd is proposing goes through and he has his way, this will put extra requirements on banks, small banks especially. Ultimately, we'll get down to small banks that they don't deserve and that they didn't do anything wrong, but yet it will still filter down to them the way Sarbanes-Oxley ultimately filtered down and affected small businesses. And when that happens, that will affect you and me, small business owners, because independent community banks is where you and I will get most of our money, our bank money in the future. That's where if you're getting it now, you're getting it from independent banks, and in the future, you'll get more and more of it from independent banks. This bill will hurt, ultimately, independent banks, in my opinion, and that's the reason why I'm against it. And it's the reason why we've got to be careful. We've got to pay more attention to who we give control of our government to. On both sides of the aisle, the political class is letting us down, ladies and gentlemen. And you and I have got to pay more attention. We've got to take back our country. Something to think about. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.